Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare for the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, Parshas Nasai, which Hasidim consider to be the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, a week in which we hopefully take an appreciation of the Shavuos that just passed. Hasidim say that the Shabbos Noch Shavuos is like the Lechem HaPonim, which is taken out at the end of the week of the Mishmar of Kayanim. Kayanim come, they start their Mishmar on Shabbos with the Nulachem HaPonim, and then the following week, the Lechem HaPonim from a week ago was taken out, and it was shown to everybody. They showed the whole seaboard that the bread is as fresh as when it went in. And the message was to the Kayanim, when they came to the Mishmar, they came all excited. So the week later, they shouldn't forget the original freshness, the original excitement. The same thing, the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, we should remember the excitement with which we came to Matan Torah. And when the 7 Yemei Tashlumin of Shavuos come to an end, we should remind ourselves of that freshness of Kabbalah Satayra. And certainly Parshas Nasai is a wonderful parsha to learn about the freshness of Kabbalah Satayra, meaning as follows. In Parshas Nasai, there are many parashiyos that are extremely significant. Probably Birchas Kayanim is one of them. And I'd like to talk to you briefly about Nesias Kapayim, about Birchas Kayanim, even though you may not be a Kayan, like I'm not a Kayan, but let's see what we could take from the parasha. It says, after Berachas Kayanim, V'samu Eshbi al B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Avarechem. What is V'samu? Place my name on the Jewish people. V'samu is not a language of Sam al Kisef, of putting something on someone's shoulder, physically putting. It's a language of V'samtem is Devarai Eila al Levavchem. It's a language of Sima B'Lev, of paying attention. So that V'samu Eshbi al B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Avarechem is the language of Nisina's life, a language of Havona. V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. Place my name on the Jewish people, the Kai Yisrael should, by Berachas Kayanim, pay attention to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and his bracha is resting upon them. This is the pshat in the pasuk, and the explanation on pshat as is found in some of the Mefarshim. This may be a makar for the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Chav Ches. It says that when the Kayanim are benching Klal Yisrael, when they're giving a bracha to the Jewish people, that those in the audience, that's us, should be mechavin keneged HaKayanim. We should be thinking of what the Kayanim are saying, paying attention to the Kayanim. What's the source for that? Someone gives you a bracha, you have to be paying attention. Kavana. After the Kayanim bench you, you should know. To the degree that Klal Yisrael has a Sima Saleh, pays attention to it, and I'll give them the bracha. It's a general rule. The more a person recognizes something ruchnias, the more real it is to him, and the more meaningful. So this is a pshat on the Samu Eshmi al B'nei Yisrael v'ani Avarechem. Let's move on to a second topic regarding duchening, and what I think you'll find is a chiddush. When the Kayanim offered their three brachas, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, the Tzibur says Amen. The same thing, Yar Hashem Panaveilech of Yichunecha, the Tzibur says Amen. And the third bracha, Yaseim Hashem Panavelech V'yaseim Lecha Shalayim, Yisa Hashem Panavelech V'yaseim Lecha Shalayim, the Tziba says Amen. What is probably not well known is the chashivus, the significance of that Amen in Halacha. In Halacha, Rav Moshe writes that Amen is more chashiv than Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach. Where does Rav Moshe get this from? Let me give you the background. The Tshuva Negris Moshe, Arachayim Dalid, Tshuva Chaf Aleph. I believe it's Ois Beis. Let's go back to the background, the Amen of Nesias Kapayim. The Mishnah says in Brachas Daf Lamed Dalid, Ha'ivir l'fnei ha'teva lo'yane omeh m'mnei ha'tiruf. That if you're diving for the Yamid, and the Kohen is saying, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, and you're the Baal Tefillah, you're leading them, do not say Amen. Why? M'mnei ha'tiruf. Because you're going to get confused. You're not going to remember what you're up to. Zok Taisviz, it seems from here, that were it not for the calculation of Tiruf, was not for the consideration of Tiruf, that you would answer Amen, even though you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. The Baal Tefillah is in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Why is he answering Amen? Tivrach Shem Yishmerech? So it seems, Zok Taisviz, that were it not for the consideration of the fact that he'll get confused, he would answer Mimnei Shehu Tzarech HaTfilah. Because it's a need of, it doesn't mean it's a Tzarech HaTfilah, I'm not sure. But Taisa says, Mimnei Shehu Tzarech HaTfilah, you would answer Amen in Milo Shemayn Esrei. Imagine. The Taz, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Taz Sivkot Yud Dalid, has a Chidush Otzom based on Taisus. And the Taz, based on Taisus, says two things. He says that we know in Milo Shemayn Esrei you would never answer Kaddish or Kedusha. If you're in Milo Shemayn Esrei, you don't interrupt for anything. Therefore, if you can interrupt in Milo Shemayn Esrei to say Amen, we must come to the conclusion that the Amen is part of the bracha. Just like the Chazan says, Yivrechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, he can say Amen because Amen is a chelek bracha. That's the first thing he says. And number two, he says that this Amen needs kavana tfei, needs a lot of kavana. Why were Chazal afraid if you'll say Amen, you'll get confused? It's not so confusing to answer Amen. Says the Taz, because you're not supposed to just say the word Amen. You're supposed to be thinking of what you're saying Amen to. The Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, to the blessing the Kohen gives you. And once you're concentrating on your needs under Rabbeinu Shalom's bracha, then there is a fear of Tiruf Hadas. Nafkamina is that even Bizman HaZeh, that we have Sidurim, and we wouldn't be afraid that by answering Amen we'll get confused. Still, the Chazan doesn't answer Amen. Because since that Amen is supposed to be with Kavon HaTfei, therefore, there is a chashash that you'll get confused. So Zok Taz, these two Nekudas, that Amen is part of the Bracha, and that the Bracha needs Kavon HaTfei, the Taz makes a big deal out of this Amen. Rav Maisha, Nigris Maisha, Arachayim Chelak Dal Tshuvachof Aleph, in turn, makes a big deal out of the Taz. He says it seems from this Taz that this Amen is so significant that even in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, if somebody came late to Shul, God forbid, and he's in the middle of saying the bracha of Yaitar Ma'ireis, or Haver Rabba, during such a bracha, we don't interrupt just to say Amen. But Sir Moshe says, if the Amen is that significant, so even in the middle of Berchus Kriya Shema, you would answer Amen to that. And there's a raya in the floor Ramesha brings to the Taz. Ramesha brings the following raya. It says, Beis HaMedrash Shukulei Kayanim, what happens if you have a shul, everyone's a Kayan. V'yesham Yosemei Asara, and there are more than 10 people at the minyan. So 10 go up to Dochen, and everybody else answers Amen. Frekt Ramesha, what? Everyone else answers Amen. How can they not go up? It's a mitzvah say for them to go up and be part of the Mavarchin. How could they be Mavatl a mitzvah say? So Dr. Maisha, Al Karchach, the Amen is part of the Bracha. Now when they say the Amen as part of the Bracha, it is part of the Bracha. Chiddush Nifla. What is the Pael Yaitzeh of all this? That the Amen of Berchus Kayanim is significant. It's significant both in the Chashivas of the Kofa Amen and in the Kavana that's required of those that are answering the Amen as well. That it's a Chelek HaBracha. This we see from Taisvis, from the Taz, and from Ramesh's Tshuva. Perhaps with this we can understand the Bir Aloch at the beginning of Siman Kof Chav Ches, he brings in the name of the Sefer HaRedim, that there's a mitzvah saseh on the Yisraelim, and of course the Levim as well, who are receiving the bracha. Part of Berachas Kainim is a mitzvah on those receiving, and they says that those in the audience, when the Kainim are benching, the Yisraelim and the Levim should have in mind to be Yaitza with the bracha of the Kainim. They say, Ashikudishar Berachasai B'kdushasai Shal Arana. V'tzivar L'varach Sam Yisrael B'yava. We, the audience, should have a mind to be Yaitza. What are being Yaitza? What are we doing? So Pash Pshat, we're being Nizbarach, we're receiving the bracha. But according to this, our Amin is also a chelik of the brach. And that may be the kavanah of the Charedim. So halacha l'maaseh, what have we learned? We've learned to be mechaven keneged the kainim, to think about the bracha that we're receiving. And that in the Amin we should be mechaven. And we should understand the chashivas, the significance of that Amin at the time of Berachas Kainim. In a previous year, I've already explained in the name of Rav Schwab, the three brachas, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, is for Gashmias, and the second bracha, Yor Hashem, is for Ruchnias, and the last bracha, Yisa Hashem, is for Menuchas HaNefesh, and Simchas HaChaim, to be Mechavan. Well, most of us, Ashkenazim, will not have Berachas Kainim again until Rosh Hashanah comes around. It would be Kedai to go once in a while to a Minyan of Sfaradim and be the recipients of Berachas Kainim. When Rav Steinman came to America, when Rav Scheinberg came often, they were makbit to daven with Sfaradim so that there'd be a Berachas Kainim that they hear. It would be appropriate every once in a while to go to a Minyan of Sfaradim just to be able to receive the dukening, the Berachas Kainim. If you're a Kayan, achas kama v'kama, it would be Kedai. And so, with that thought for Parshas Nasai, we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a bracha that the coming days should be days of Gesund Parnasa, first bracha, of growth in Torah, Yor Hashem, Tzidor HaTorah, and most important, we should have Menuchas HaNefesh, and Simchas HaChayim, and Hashem's service, and a good Gesund Zuma to one and all.